Well, today, January 13th, is the feast day of a tremendous bishop and doctor of the church, St. Hilary. And what St. Athanasius was in the East, St. Hilary was in the West, a great defender of the faith and a great proponent of the divinity of Christ. St. Hilary of Poitiers, which is ancient Gaul, modern-day France. St. Hilary was born in 315 and died in 368. He's born into a Christian home, but into a very wealthy pagan family, received an excellent education. He was married, then he became a Christian by reading the Bible. And he was so well educated, but when he started reading sacred scripture, he realized that this was something so different, so sacred, so uplifting. So he became a Christian, and at the age of 35, even though he was married, he was a unanimously elected bishop of Poitiers in France. This is before clerical celibacy became mandatory. So he was chosen to be the bishop in Poitiers, and he became a staunch defender of the divinity of Christ against the Arian heresy. You may remember that there was a heretic named Arius. He was a Catholic priest, and he taught that Jesus was not truly God, that he was not truly divine, that he was truly man, but he was less than the Father. Of course, the church condemned this and said, no, Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, one in being with the Father. See, Hilary would go to the Council of Nicaea, and he would be one of the ones that would write our Nicene Creed that we say every Sunday. So St. Hilary began to defend the divinity of Christ. This got him into trouble with heretical bishops that were Arian bishops. Even though they said they were Catholic, they were Arian. Many of the Roman emperors had become Arian as well. And so when the emperor ordered every bishop to sign a condemnation of St. Athanasius over in the East, who was defending the divinity of Christ, Hilary refused to sign the condemnation of St. Athanasius. And because of that, he was banished, sent into exile to Phrygia, which is in modern-day Turkey. And so he continued from exile to oppose the Arian heresy in writing and preaching. Eventually, because he was continued to fight against the heretics in that area, he was returned to Poitiers and continued to oppose Arianism until he died in 368. And he was declared a doctor of the church by Pope Pius IX in 1851. So he's a bishop and a doctor of the church. And I think really there's two interesting things to remember when we think of the life of St. Hilary. One is the power of the Bible. The power of the Word of God. And he was a pagan, but just by reading Scripture, he converted to Christianity. See, when you have friends that are not Christian or not Catholic, encourage them to read sacred Scripture, to read the Bible, because this can help them to become Christians. So the power of the Bible. And secondly, even though he was very strong and fearless and courageous in preaching, he was always kind and gentle towards sinners. To the heretics themselves, he was always merciful, wanting them to reconcile to the church. So it's possible, hopefully all of us are trying to be merciful, kind, gentle towards sinners, but always strong in holding on to the truths of our faith.